Welcome back into the Financial Safari. Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here with you in studio alongside America's wealth, finance, and income coach, Coach Pete DeRuta, as well as Chris Breathauer and Abigail Turner. Coach, you actually had a very interesting topic. I'm interested in getting into this. Biggest threats to investors, and we're actually hearing about this from state regulators.
Yeah, and this is every year they put out a list, and state securities regulators, they are busy every year policing new and old scams that come out. This year is no different. This past year hasn't been. In 2017, the number one biggest scam they've identified, and this is, I see it every year. I see it appearing all the time. And then people come in from the show, they'll hear the show and say, well, this is what my advisor recommended to me. So we put some money in because we trusted the advisor.
Oh, sure. Okay.
The advisor may have been trustable, but what they were doing, the advisor didn't do their homework, obviously. Number one on the biggest scams is promissory notes. Now, have you heard of a promissory note? It's basically promising to give you a certain amount of interest or a certain amount of revenue in the future.
Okay. Some sort of guarantee then. Okay.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
But it's not a real guarantee. It's not backed up. It looks nice. A lot of times they're printed on very nice paper, that the same paper that almost they used to print money on. It looks all very official, and it's a promissory note giving you a certain amount of income. We've seen this with people like buying a income stream.
Sure, yeah.
Not through an insurance company, but by somebody who's not insured. It's a promissory note. And we've heard this term Woodbridge, Woodbridge is a company that was offering income streams, but they were backed up by promissory notes, but there was not anything behind the promissory note backing it up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And a lot of they said they were backed up by real estate or real estate investment companies, but the real estate would go up and down, or there wasn't enough real estate to back up the amount of promissory notes they sold.
Really? Wow, that's incredible.
Sort of what our government does when they issue dollar bills. They get one piece of gold back in the day, and they'd issue $20 for one piece of gold or something like that. The little piece of gold was only worth a dollar.
There you go. That's the
It's called fractional currency. But promissory notes, I mean, as you see on the list, they're unregulated many times, and the average investor really has no clue what's going on or why they should be cautious about that.
Well, and that's what's alarming to me. Obviously, you saw my initial reaction there was thinking something guaranteed when, quite like you said, it wasn't. Yeah.
Well, they reported 138 formal enforcement actions, not just complaints, but enforcement actions
really?
In 2016 on promissory notes.
Wow.
And this is when someone finally realizes the money that they gave somebody is gone,
which
is not a fun thing to happen. So promissory notes, be very careful. If someone's talking to you about one, contact the state regulators to see if it's regulated. It has to be. They have to get licensed with the state to offer it.
Okay.
This is one step that many people overlook when they just give an advisor money. They don't know if it's regulated or not.
Good advice.
Contact us if you want a list on this too.
That number once again, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. Now, what else are we looking at here, Coach?
Well, number two on the list, it tied for number two with something else we'll talk about in a minute. But number two is real estate and Ponzi pyramid schemes. So that is people investing in real estate, not the right way. Now, you can go get a real estate agent to go buy a piece of property you see here. That's not what we're talking about.
Right.
When you're driving down the road, you see the sale signs and the sold signs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We're talking about companies that are selling you ways to get rich quick. Property flipping. Hard money lending. Like you lend me some money and I'll go buy real estate and I'll give you a return on your investment.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden it doesn't happen.
Yeah,
be very careful with that. The state regulators reported 100 formal enforcement actions in 2016 on this. Now, this is all the different regulators across the country, not in one state. But still, 100 enforcement actions means there were like probably thousands of inquiries. Enforcement actions when they actually send the guys and gals in with handcuffs and bring somebody out in cuffs.
Enforcement action. Now, do you think folks are getting a little fooled here? Because I know real estate, a lot of folks try to look into that. My mom's trying to use that as one of her, you know, streams of income. Do you think people get confused and actually get pulled into some of these schemes trying to fulfill some of that real estate?
Hear a lot of ads for it, too. And state securities regulators caution investors about real estate investment seminars, especially those marketed aggressively as an alternative to more traditional retirement planning strategies involved stock, bond, mutual funds, whatever like that. And attendees at these seminars may hear testimonials from people claiming to have doubled or tripled their income, though seemingly many of those people disappear after the seminar. So you have to be very careful. Testimonials are not good.
Yeah.
And that's why as a fiduciary, we are not allowed to give testimonials, because if I had somebody that was going to say bad stuff about me, would I let you talk to them?
Exactly.
You'd never bring them out.
So, you know, testimonials, they're only as good as a hot air coming out of you. Better off using a hot air to blow a balloon up.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. That's a really good thing to say.
Something to hang from the ceiling.
Wow.
So, by the way, I saw it during the break.
Oh, did you really?
Speaking of balloons, red balloons. Number two, tied for number two, but it's number three on the list is oil and gas investments.
Interesting.
And, you know, it's all good, you know, to show you how much money you could make. You're investing in oil wells and all that until the price of gas goes down.
Yeah.
And then you don't get any of your money back. And so they ask for more money. And then, you know, we need new equipment. And are you sending them more checks? And once they get you, they got you. And, you know, because you want to get your initial investment back. So you keep investing more and more money.
Precisely. Yeah.
You have to be very, very careful about that.
Makes sense.
State securities regulators reported 134 formal enforcement actions involving oil and gas.
Gosh.
So that's
easier to say you got to dig deeper.
Yeah, it's not good. Now, affinity fraud, number four. And basically, this is when peep con artists often use somebody you know to help recruit you. Like they'll join a church and they'll become like they'll be the person putting the $100 bills in the basket every time it goes around.
Wow.
They become the most trusted person at the church, and all of a sudden they're recommending investments to you.
Oh,
sort
wow.
of like some of the stuff you see on the Andy Griffith Show when people from out of town would come in, make friends with one person, use that person to market for them. So 59 formal enforcement actions there. You have to be very careful. Again, they warn specifically about culture and religious beliefs. That's where they get the flock mentality, and they get everyone to come in because you trust one person.
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
Gosh, how terrible.
And, you know, it's sort of like going to Vegas, and Vegas wants you to go in and win the first dollar you put in a slot machine.
Make you happy.
Yeah. Because they know once you win, you're going to tell everybody you're winning, and then everyone else is going to play, and everyone's eventually going to lose.
There you go. Yeah.
Every now and then somebody will break that system there.
Wow.
But, you know, here's the sound that I associate with Vegas. And so I stopped gambling. I go to Vegas many times to speak at conventions or go for educational events, but I don't gamble anymore. And when I get on a plane, I'll sit next to somebody sometimes and say, "How much did you lose?" And I'll say, "Absolutely nothing."
Nice.
And I didn't win anything either because I didn't play, and
there
I'm happy.
There you go. There you
so you
go.
Get on with a smile on your face. Then you look around the plane. There's a lot of sad people on the plane.
Oh, the flight back to Vegas is always sad.
Never a fun time.
But, man, Coach, that just seems to be the theme here, though, gambling. I mean, I look at what we've talked about here, promissory notes. We've talked about real estate, oil and gas investments, affinity fraud here that you're talking about. This all sounds like people trying to take too much risk with what really should be their eating money in retirement.
Well, they didn't get educated properly. It's not their fault many times, or they didn't realize the advisor was not being truthful with them, or they trusted somebody they shouldn't. Because, you know, I say some of the best salespeople are con artists, and you have to be very careful on that.
Sure.
But trust your instincts. Make sure to get a second opinion. Review it with a qualified investment advisor, someone who's a fiduciary, before you put money in a place that you're not sure about.
So
and
important.
If the person is pushing you, if they're trying to say, "We must have the decision today," sort of like a car lot. Walk away.
Yeah, there you go.
Or run away.
Go.
Now, the final one, number five, as far as unsuitable investments and on the warning list here for the five biggest threats for investors, which that should send some, I mean, it should basically put your antenna up, variable annuities. Now, listening to the show, you know that we are utilizing some annuities for income planning, but not variable annuities, and I've never offered a variable annuity in 26 years because of what's on the list here.
There you go. Yeah.
They're unsuitable for a lot of people. They have the risk of loss. They have higher fees. When you hear about annuities having fees, it's usually the variable annuities they're talking about.
Okay.
High fees, no guarantees many times. Someone came in the office a few weeks ago. An advisor in the past had sold them a variable annuity, and the advisor told them they had a 6% gain every year guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
When we analyzed that, the only guarantee was for the death benefit. So the death benefit would guarantee growth for 6%.
Sure.
So you had to die to get your money back, even though the balance was down.
Oh my gosh.
If you died, you get your money back. Well, that's not a good investment.
That's not a good deal.
That's not why you choose an annuity. Yeah.
He didn't realize it was like that, and the advisor never told him. So if anyone's talking about variable annuities, now some annuities are really good, but variable annuities are not on that list.
No doubt.
Be very careful.
Well, that's what I've learned from you, Coach. It's like a car. I mean, there are 100,000 types of cars out there. You got to get the one that suits you and the job.
Yep. So if you are curious about getting the right plan put together, making sure you have your very own financial final four done for you, identifying the four best options for you to get your income all the way through retirement, as well as making sure you're not overpaying on taxes and making sure you're not overpaying on fees, we will do a complete analysis, which is a $999 value. If you're one of the next 20 callers who call right now, you also get a book set from me, and you'll get an education that is very valuable as long as you have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. And again, our strategies do work best for those of you with over a million.
We're proud to shed light on a number of topics that we see folks struggling with or really being taken advantage of in as they prepare for and move into retirement. So if you want that complimentary financial roadmap that we're talking about put together, all while making sure that you walk away from that conversation with clarity and understanding. Now, the number to call in and meet with John Kelly, who is Coach Pete's local trusted coach in the Chicago area, and his team is 800-477-1135. you can find out what your investments really are costing you because of high fees or commissions, what those future tax implications will be, and even more important than that, how much income you can actually securely generate from that once you do move into retirement. To take advantage, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call us, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
And Abby, you have something to say.
Yeah, so when we come back, we're going to talk about making time for those things that maybe are on the bucket list, doing things that we really want to do in the new year, and not just those things that we don't really want to do.
Sounds like a lot of fun. We'll be right back.